Well, it is 7:45 right now, and as we do every Monday, we check in with IPR's Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell to talk about what's happening at the legislature, and let's do that right now. Joyce, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Well, let's start with the governor's office, and especially who might be sitting in it next year. Governor Reynolds is, of course, running for a first full term in office, and she's been facing a primary challenge from former Cedar Rapids mayor and former House Speaker Ron Corbett. He was knocked off the ballot last week for not having enough signatures, but he's challenging that. So are you hearing anything that might suggest how this will turn out for him?
Well, it was a three-member panel that voted 2-1 to throw him off the ballot. That was the state auditor, the secretary of state, and the attorney general. It turns out that some of his signatures his campaign had crossed out, but they were, in fact, legitimate signatures. So Corbett is asking Polk County District Court to decide this, and, of course, that could go either way. He has said that if he loses this court battle, he's not going to try to run as an independent. But, you know, all along he has had an uphill battle against the Republican establishment, who's firmly behind Governor Reynolds. It is almost time to print the ballots for the June primary, so it's likely the court will make a decision on this soon. And we should say that the Secretary of State's comment on this was apt. He said, the takeaway is, if you're a candidate, just make sure you have plenty of signatures so you're covered if some of them don't pass muster.
Always good to have more than not enough. Has the prospect of a primary challenge seemed to affect how Governor Reynolds is doing her work?
Well, you know, the governor has been keeping up a very vigorous schedule of public appearances. She's clearly running hard to be elected, as you said, for her first four-year term. She's raising lots of money. So it's really hard to say how much of a role, if any, this primary race has been playing in that.
Speaking of the governor, she signed mental health legislation last week. It was a big ceremony at the Statehouse Rotunda. Remind us what's in that package.
Well, the heart of the bill mandates new services across the state to help people in mental health crises. You know, we've heard for years about the pressure on emergency rooms and jails, frankly, where people with mental illness end up. So the bill envisions a larger array of short-term, medium-term, and long-term care for people in crises. There's wide agreement that this is badly needed. And then there was a second bill that mandates suicide prevention training for schools.
And there are some people saying there's still more to do when it comes to mental health.
Well, right. Well, several people, including the governor, called it a start. I talked to one family member of a young man who committed suicide. She called the bill a framework. But she said that for families and advocates, it shows that mental health is being taken seriously. A lot of work went into this plan. The working group that came up with this will continue working next summer to look at, among other things, how to pay for it. A lot of this will fall on local property taxpayers. Then the other big area is children's mental health. Iowa's current system focuses on adults, but there are a lot of problems out there with kids, including a shortage of child psychiatrists. So the governor announced that she'll be signing an executive order to begin to carry out the recommendations of a second work group on children's mental health.
It might not feel like it this morning, but it's April, and that not only means showers, but usually it means an end to the legislative session. There are still some big things to get done before that happens, though, namely a tax bill and a state budget. So fill us in on where we are in each of those.
Well, you know, they haven't decided on the size of the pie for next year's budget, and that's in part because they still haven't decided on how much money they're going to take off the table with tax cuts. So, as you can see, the two are intertwined. The state budget is already pretty bare bones, so a lot of people have been wondering, okay, if you take a lot of money off the table for tax cuts, will that mean that next year's state budget might not grow at all? So we asked Speaker Upmeyer about that. She predicted that next year's budget will be, she said, a little bit bigger. She says we'll fund the priorities of Iowa. She said that's not to say that nobody will move backward. They may as we slice up the pie. So they've already agreed to give schools a 1% raise. If I were a state agency, I'd be getting ready for having less money to spend next year than I did this year. And as of last week, the House and Senate had still not agreed on whether to include corporate tax cuts in their tax cut bill.
Well, thank you very much. That's IPR Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell. Thanks and have a great day.
Okay, you too, Michael.